Well, like I said, I don't want to get too deep, but it's all by design, because the way that the world heals and the way that we all heal is by connecting to our heart. And when we connect to our heart, there's no more separation. You don't see race anymore. It doesn't even exist. You don't see someone is better than me or worse than me because of money. It doesn't even exist. There is no separation. For a human being to get that deep, though, you got to unravel all of the mental paradigms that are holding you back from experiencing and accepting love.
Are you ready to uncover your highest purpose, passion, and potential in life? Then you should know the keys to achieving your heart's desires are already in you. Do you have a dream to get in better shape, heal relationships, or even create true financial freedom? Whatever it is, understand that the keys to achieving your heart's desires are already in you. If you're ready to unlock your greatest potential, erase limiting beliefs, and be guided on the journey of creating your dream life, then you're in the right place. This is The Higher Self with your host, Danny Morrell.
Hey friends, every once in a while I get interviewed on some podcasts, and those interviews, I'd love to share them with you because they're so raw, real, and authentic as I tell whoever is interviewing me to just ask me whatever they want. This week's episode, I'm going to share with you a podcast that I did with somebody by the name of Matt LaBrie, who invited me to his show, and the content of the show got really, really deep. And I think you're going to enjoy it. I think it's going to provide you a lot of awakening and maybe even some healing, definitely some transformation, because it'll show you some areas of your life, your business, your money life that, let's just say, could potentially use a little change. I hope you enjoy it.
Danny, first and foremost, dude, thank you for joining us. Your story, your incredible transformations that you continue to unfold in your life is absolutely beautiful. So thank you for the opportunity for joining us.
Yeah, man. Thanks for having me. I'm excited.
Of course. Now, I actually discovered something yesterday that I haven't seen before, your interview with Kobe.
Yeah.
What was that experience like for you?
Well, it was life-changing for me for two reasons. Number one, prior to us having Kobe at Relentless, we had A-Rod. A-Rod, you know, God bless him, but he was your typical, you know, celebrity figure. He was really anxious about the questions we were going to ask him. He was really kind of standoffish. And so when Kobe was coming to the event, Kobe's staff was like, don't look at him, don't talk to him, don't, you know. So I thought in my head, we all thought like, man, if A-Rod was bad, Kobe is like 10 times bigger. So Kobe's going to be worse, you know? And I'll never forget, man, like when Kobe, we were in the room, it was myself, Claudia, my brother Anthony, and our boys. And like literally, like the doors opened and it was like this white light was shining from behind them. And like this tall, felt shaped man walks in the room. And you know, it's fucking Kobe Bryant. You know what I'm saying? And so he walks in, he walks up to me, and his staff had like requested like wine and some like M&Ms and, you know, for him, right? On the table. And he walks right up to me and he goes, "What's up, man? I'm Kobe." And like, there was just something about his energy that I thought to myself, like, oh, this dude is cool. And he was so cool. He was the nicest guy in the world. And the funny thing is that, you know, Claudia was busy getting buzzed off of his wine, and Aaron was over here, my little boy, munching on his M&Ms. So it was beautiful, man. It was really nice.
That's incredible. It was a great interview. I really appreciated finding that yesterday, especially knowing that we were connecting today. But you as a person at that point were very different. And even from a physical perspective, because I looked at you a couple weeks ago during your event, which I took virtually, and I looked at you back then and I'm like, damn, what a difference.
Yeah, it was so funny. I had like a virtual dinner with someone last night and I happened to show them the picture of me and Kobe. And they said something along the lines of, damn, you were kind of fat back then. And it was true. And the crazy thing, Matt, is that by that point, I thought I had already, like I was already in like good shape. You know, and so the way I'd like to say it and explain it to people is the physical transformation always follows the inner transformation, because swelling in the body is just an expression, an outer expression of swelling within. You know, inflammation in the body is an expression of inflammation within. And so a lot of people, for example, with like autoimmune disease, you know, you go to a doctor and the doctor wants to give you pills. You can heal anything, you know, if you understand the root cause of it. And so, you know, what happened with me was I realized that I had a story about health and I had poor health habits. I drank a lot of alcohol. At the time, I was eating a lot of animal, and all of that was causing inflammation inside of me. And yeah, that's been part of my journey. And it's truly, you know, I like to describe it as the three energies of human mastery, which is food, money, and sex. And those are the three energies of human mastery.
So let's dive into this further. For those of whoever's listening out there right now, let's talk about that transformation. What was it that sparked inside of you that provoked it, that made it come out of you?
Yeah, it's a great question, Matt. The best way I can describe it is, you know, I don't want to get, you know, number one, I got to be careful because I don't want to get too deep. And then at the same time, I don't want to take everyone and rob them of their own journey. But what I will say is there is this construct that has been created. This construct revolves around religion, around food, around politics, around life, okay, and what you perceive life to be, right? And, you know, you just go about your life living it because you don't know. You don't know what truth is. You just know that as a little boy and as a little girl, you walked around when you were, you know, growing up and you saw your parents come home from a hard day of work and they were watching the news. So guess what you do now? You come home from a hard day of work and you watch the news. You know, you don't know because your parents were maybe poor and they didn't have time to cook food for you because they, you know, were so busy that they just gave you like frozen chicken nuggets and like fed you McDonald's and shit, basically. And so what do you do now is that you eat frozen chicken nuggets and you feed your kids McDonald's. And so, you know, and the same thing goes with the schooling system and the same thing goes with religion. And so what really starts to happen, man, is that human beings don't realize that they never had a choice in any of it. They've been programmed based off of the construct and the paradigms that their parents created for them. And so what happened to me was like, that was me. You know, I was, you know, successful. I had a huge business. We had 400 real estate agents, 35 employees. You know, we were doing $1 billion in annual sales. But, and on the outside, everybody thought that I was like, I made it, because that's, the world is a highly masculine world right now. We're in the masculine energy and we're starting to shift more into the feminine energy. And the masculine energy is driven, has to achieve, has to accomplish something, and has to be like known and respected for those accomplishments. And so if you look at anyone, and if you look at social media right now, what you really see is, you really see a lot of people that, you know, we call them quote unquote influencers, but what they really are is in pain. And nobody realizes this, Matt. Nobody realizes, because quite frankly, the opposite of pain is being in peace, you know, and you can only find peace when you find your heart. And when you finally find your heart, you no longer need what the world tells you you need. You no longer need to be injecting yourselves if you're a woman to make yourself look different. You no longer need that fancy car if you're a guy. You no longer need that fancy watch. You're in peace with yourself, right? You no longer need to put up this show, right? This show that hopefully will give you love, will give you attention, will give you admiration for men, will give you respect. And so, you know, here I was a guy, man, that was building a big business. And, you know, if I'm honest, man, I couldn't come home and like be with my kids because I didn't know how, because I didn't have parents that showed me how, you know, and I didn't know how to love my wife because I didn't know how to love myself, you know, and these are all things that nobody teaches you in life. And I have come to find out that it's by design, so you could find it out for yourself, right? And so what happens to everybody from what I, because now we've helped a lot of people go through this journey now, is that something happens that makes them say, enough is enough. And I can't do this no more. I can't do this like this no more. And what it was for me was my mom's passing. And so when my mom passed away, it made me ask really tough questions. Number one about health, because she died of lung cancer. And my mom never smoked a day in her life. And it made me ask hang on a second. How is this possible? How did this happen? Like, I don't buy into the bullshit story that doctors will tell us that it's like genetics or that it's this. And so then that means that it's all by chance. No. There's a deeper reality here, you know, and it's one that no one is talking about, right? Number two, about God, because my mom, man, God bless her. She's right there. She's always, you know, looking. For those of you on Instagram, there she is right there. But my mom was the kind of mom she was the kind of woman that she went to church every Sunday. She fed the poor every Wednesday. She served God. She did what she was supposed to do, you know? And like the way I see it, and I had a lot of pain about this that I had to heal, but the way I see it is, you know, like, all right, she expected that God heal her of her illness and he never came, you know? And that for a long time, Matt, it ripped me apart, man. But it made me ask some really tough questions about God. And it made me go on a journey that I'll, that a lot of people are afraid to go on to discover that truth, you know? And luckily I went on that journey and now I have peace and now I finally understand it all. And then the third one was about money. About money, because I had used money and power as a man to gain respect and to gain admiration. And, you know, we see this now on social media with, like, you know, you're cool if you have followers and you're not if you don't. And so many of our teenagers are struggling right now because of this. And it's so sad to watch. This is the system. It's designed this way, you know. And the last one was about love, Matt. And I had to be really honest with myself, and I had to, you know, be honest with the fact that I not only didn't know how to love my ex-wife, I probably was never in love with her. I was seeking, like, the next step in the success ladder. So my mind was programmed to get married. And the more and more that I climbed that ladder, the farther and farther away that I was from my heart. And so ultimately, when you look at all of it, if you ask me what happened, I found my heart, man. And I think that that's what we as human beings are here to do, is find our hearts. And when we do that, we have it all, and it comes easy and it comes without effort. You get your health, you get the money you want, you find the love that you want, you're at peace.
Absolutely. First and foremost, thank you for the vulnerability. I appreciate that, and just wanted to make sure that I'm expressing gratitude for that. And it brings me to numerous questions, but I think the first being, do we as individuals need to get to a tipping point or a breaking point or a life experience such as the loss of your mother to create transformation in our lives? Or can we do it without having to experience that?
I think you can do it without having to experience it, but it's like, I'll give it to you this way. This is the best example I can give you. Look, I was 24 years old when I bought my first 7 Series BMW, right? This is Danny now, because Danny, whatever he does, he's nuts. He goes all in, right? So he couldn't get the 3 Series BMW. He couldn't get the 5 Series BMW. He had to go get the 7 Series. He had to be the biggest big dog of them all, right? Now watch this. You got to understand something, Matt, is that if you would have told me back then what I know now, like, you're wasting your time, you're wasting your money, this is all coming from pain, the answer is within you, guess what I would have said? Yeah, whatever. Because just a couple of years ago, you got to understand, man, like, we were on welfare. We were dead broke. We were living in an apartment. There were SWAT teams raiding apartments next to us and shit. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, to go from that to all of a sudden making, you know, $300,000-$500,000 a year when you're 21, 22 years old, back then, this is a big deal. So I wouldn't have listened. And this is what I try to tell people. It's like, you know, for people that come to awaken, which I know you were there, it's like, something has to happen for you to not only come to the event, something has to happen for you to be open enough to receiving at the event. Because I walk around and I see during the breath work, and some people are breathing and some people, they're afraid. They won't let go because the mental paradigm and the mental construct that they have in their mind around fear won't let them, because their ego will not let go and will not allow them to connect to their heart. And that's okay. Everybody's on their own journey. I would say there is no one answer for everybody. I say everybody's different, man.
Right. Absolutely. I want to shift this. I resonate with your journey where it was, you know, seeking that success ladder, right? Trying to get to the next notch on that success ladder. You mentioned the world is in a very masculine energy right now. And I'm just curious to learn if you think that's because of childhood trauma.
No. It's way, Matt, it's way deeper than that. And I don't want to get into that, but
it goes deep.
Yeah, it goes fucking deep, dude.
Yeah.
It goes beyond what we can even truly understand. I'll tell you this. The source of it all is love.
Okay. Right?
Okay. The source of it all is love. And so if you look, and I'm going to start teaching this at Awaken. If you look, the source of everything is love. Love is the zero, right? And so, and if you look at, think of an inverse triangle like this, and this is the masculine, and then this is the feminine, right? And so what happens with most human beings is that the thing that is keeping them from love, from truly understanding what love is all of the mental constructs that they have in the masculine, and all of the limiting emotion and feelings that they have in the feminine, right? It's by design. It's to keep us away from discovering who we really are, right? And so if you think about this, what is the greatest way to keep someone from discovering who they really are is to tap into the mind and to cause the mind to think certain things. So for example, separation. Matt, there's nothing separating me from you. And there's nothing separating from me from anybody, whether it be race, whether it be economic status, whether it be how you look, whether it be what you drive, whether it be the size of your lips, the size of your boobs, the how fancy your car is, how nice your watch is. But that's the construct, because if you think it is, then that's what you'll live your life doing. Mm. You live your life constantly searching outside of you, you know? And this is why it breaks my heart, man. But our women right now, well, like I said, I don't want to get too deep, but it's all by design, because the way that the world heals and the way that we all heal is by connecting to our heart. And when we connect to our heart, there's no more separation. You don't see race anymore. It doesn't even exist. You don't see someone is better than me or worse than me because of money. It doesn't even exist. There is no separation. For a human being to get that deep, though, you got to unravel all of the mental paradigms that are holding you back from experiencing and accepting love, and all of the mental paradigms that are holding you back from really receiving it energetically. And the work that we do now, man, I've sat through plant ceremonies with some folks, and I've seen them get rid of, like, you're talking about lifetimes of energies that has been carried down from generation to generation. And that's the awakening process. You know, first you awaken, then you heal, and then you transform. And you can transform your life into whatever you want it to be.
Absolutely. I saw something on Instagram this morning, and I don't even know who posted it. It was just like, you know, one of those silly little like quote graphics or whatever. And it said something along the lines of discomfort being, or if you're in discomfort, you are potentially experiencing growth. Kind of saying like, hey, like discomfort's a byproduct of growth. But what I'm hearing you say is that if you connect to your heart, life is easy. So I'm going to ask this, like, is growth uncomfortable if you connect to your heart?
Well, I would say it depends on the kind of growth that you're talking about.
Okay.
I would say if it's growth by design. So for example, if I know that I want to become a better version of myself, there's some things I got to let go of. There's some things I got to heal. There's some things I have to address. Right? That's called growth, yes, but it's also called courage. You don't get growth without courage, because courage is what gives you the ability to go in and deal with the things that you have to deal with, right? And so take, for example, plant medicine, like ayahuasca, right? It's like, you know, I think it's becoming mainstream now. Will Smith, Mike Tyson, you know, for anyone that you really look up to, like they've done plant medicine. They've sat with ayahuasca. They sat in ceremonies. All right. So then I'm the kind of dude that I'm like, I'm in, let's do this. But it's because I've always wanted the truth. I've always wanted to know. Right. And then for some people, they're like, nah, that shit's the devil, or that's evil, or, you know, or whatever the case may be. Right. My question to you is, how did you come up with that story that it's evil? And how could something that will connect you to you be evil? There's that paradigm we were talking about. It's by design. You follow me?
Absolutely.
And so, yeah, growth is uncomfortable because you have to go through all of the things that you thought were true to find truth. So, yeah. Mm.
Okay, cool. Courage. Let's talk about that word. Is that something that could be developed?
Anything can be developed.
Okay.
Anything can be developed. We have taken people who were 70 pounds overweight and never walked or never exercised. And now they've lost 70 pounds and they're the happiest and healthiest that they've ever been. We've taken people who, you know, used to make 90,000 bucks a year. And by the way, I want to get into this because a lot of people think spirituality, like money, is the opposite of spirituality. That's been by design as well. But we've taken people who make 90,000 bucks a year, true story, Matt, and work 7 days a week and never saw their kids, that are now making $1.5 million a year working 4 days a week. Like, you know, we've taken couples who, you know, quite frankly, were like on the brink of divorce, who are now like, you know, more passionately in love than ever. Anything can be developed. It's what do you want?
Right.
That's the magic question. What do you want and who do you want to be?
Now, when it comes to awakening to our programming, to our conditioning, what's your advice for the people that are tuned in to maybe start even having like the smallest glimpse of maybe doing the shit their parents were doing, or, you know, fitting into culture? Like, what's the smallest glimpse of awareness that you can maybe shine a light on for people that are tuned in?
Well, just take a look at COVID, for example. And I know that that's like a touchy subject for people. And I know that many of us lost people, but let's just, you know, let's not even take a look about COVID. Let's take a look at the fact that we can't even talk about COVID. You know, let's take a look at the fact that as human beings, you know, something like COVID could be, if you allow it to be, a valuable teaching lesson. It could be something that changes your life for the positive. It could be. But if the minute we bring it up in conversation, you immediately, your walls go up, defenses go up and go, no, that can't be because of blah, blah, blah. Then it's like, there's that barrier, right? Okay, well then let's talk about money and how you've been programmed to believe that the government and the rich man is here to stop you and that you have barriers. And because you were born in a poor neighborhood and because you were Black or because you were in jail or because you're a quote unquote, which this is complete bullshit, a minority, that you can't make it. And then I show you my boy Dejan, who was in jail for 5 years, came out, was in a bad neighborhood, changed his life, and now is making more money than a doctor. And he lost 30, 40 pounds because he's happier inside. You see, Matt, the choice is all up to you, right? And so I would say that that's where people need to begin. And this is what we do at our events, is we help people write down what are the things that you believe, right? That you believe they're true about you.
Right.
Right? Matt, I used to believe that all Hispanics were fat.
Really?
That was my story. I used to believe that all Hispanics were fat. So much so that even when I saw a fit Hispanic, I'd be like, nah, that's bullshit. No. But this is what we do, because we defend, the ego defends our story, right? So think about all the stories that people have. Think about how politics manipulates people, all based off of their pain, right? And so I was trapped in this paradigm, Matt. I used to go to the gym every single morning at 4:30 in the morning. But guess what? Nothing was going to change, because my subconscious belief patterns was all Hispanics were fat. Guess what? I'm Hispanic. So guess what that means? That means I'm fat. You see what I'm saying?
I do.
Right? So if you think that because you're a minority that you can't be rich, guess what? You could work your ass off 80 hours a week. You ain't never going to be rich. Right? If you think that the man is out to get you, right? And that there's barriers and the system is here to stop you, you know, this is called victim mentality. Right? And so the first thing, Matt, I would tell people to do is write down, honest to God, write down the word victim on the left side of the paper. Or write down because that's too tough to admit, write down the word negative and just write down the negative beliefs that you have about yourself and write them down and do this for yourself. Don't come to me. Don't message me on IG. Where do I start? I'm telling you where to start right now. Do the damn work. This is you. It's the answer isn't in me. The answer isn't in the teacher. The answer isn't in out in the news out here. The answer is inside of you.
Right.
So you write down a list of all the negative beliefs you have, and then you start writing down the exact opposite belief on the positive side, and you look at them, and then you get to make a choice. So if you think there's not enough money in the world or that money is evil, and then over here you go, there's plenty of money and money is abundance. Fuck. Now I have a choice. And that's the choice that Source gave us. Source gave us the ability to make a choice. You follow me?
Absolutely.
If you think that life is meant to be a struggle, and then over here you look and you go, well, life is meant to be heaven here on earth. Wait a minute. Now you have a choice, right? If you think all men are dogs, right? Which, oh yeah, there's a bunch of them out there, but they're not really dogs. They're in pain, right? Mm-hmm. And they eat, well, that's a whole nother. But if you think all men are dogs, right? And then over here, you think men are wonderful examples of love, kindness, and they are the masculine representation of God. See, now you have a choice. And then you, by making that choice, Matt, you get to choose what you attract in your life. And you get to choose who you become to receive which one. Because I'll tell you right now, if your life is a struggle right now, it's just because you've been choosing to be the person that accepts the negative struggle.
That's powerful.
And all of that can be reprogrammed. All of that can be changed.
Absolutely. I want to touch on something. You mentioned, the whole men are dogs thing. And trust me, I get it. There are. And you mentioned that it's because people are in pain. Transitioning here, maybe into the relationship space just a little bit, what do you feel like from a dating perspective are key indicators to identify someone's in pain or not in pain, or maybe emotionally available, not emotionally available? And I ask this because it's not to say that someone that pulls up in a 7 series is in pain, right? And I want to get into that in a little bit too, but
it's not the thing, it's the energy behind it.
Okay. The intention behind it.
The intention behind it. It's okay. Like, you know who Osho is?
No, I don't.
Okay, Osho was one of the great spiritual teachers, right?
Okay.
Osho, if you look him up on Netflix, like he had this community that built. He brought all these people from India here to the US, and like the government here made him look like he was crazy, whatever. But Osho had like 40 Rolls Royces. Now, that's a bit much. I don't think, and I'm not even a Rolls Royce kind of guy. But you see, Osho did that to show everybody he didn't care. It was unattached. It was no big deal to him. right? So I don't think it's necessarily the thing. I think it's the heart behind the action, right? So the dating world and pain, wow. Well, I think it starts with you, man, you know? And I think it starts with you discovering who you are, because when you discover who you are and you go through the healing journey yourself, then it's easy for you in a loving, not a judgmental way, in a loving way for you to be able to look, like, let's say on a dating app and go, I don't know if that energy is a match for me. You know, I don't know, because they are obviously somewhere in their life that I am not. And I don't know if I want to invest my time in that right now. And you can see that just from pictures. You can feel the energy. Like, one of the saddest things for me is if I'm looking, right, and I, like, women nowadays don't smile. They don't.
Unless they're partying.
Unless they're partying drunk.
Yep.
Right? Ladies, don't get mad. Same thing as men, though.
Agreed.
So it's like, why do I need something outside of me? Why do I need to drink something outside of me to make me smile, to make me feel at ease, to make me feel comfortable? Then that means there's something going on inside. You know what I'm saying? Or why am I trying to get so much attention through the camera from the opposite sex? Why do I need that? Right? Women do it, men do it. It's the same thing. But when you become aware of yourself, then you can become aware of what's happening out here. And then you can choose to invest your energy, because I spoke about this at Awaken. It's like, forget about sexually transmitted diseases. You got to worry about sexually transmitted energy, because you are energy. And this is a very big thing. Some of our bodies are holding on to in our hips. Some of us, you've had lower back problems and you keep going to the doctor and you keep going to the chiropractor to fix you. Right. And they adjust you and they give you a medicine and, you know, your back is going out. You don't realize you've been carrying on to, like, energy from generations, from shit that happened in your previous lifetime. We won't get into that one, but you've been carrying it and carrying it. And your body is telling you, hey, listen to me. Can you please heal this thing? Can you please address this thing that you're afraid to address so we can let it go? Hey, that relationship that you were in love with that broke your heart, that did whatever, can you please let that guy or that girl go? So that we can finally move on and our bodies can be an expression of how we feel inside. And that's where the healing journey begins, is by you being able to look and realize, man, that your body is literally just an expression of what you feel inside.
Absolutely. How does this align with what you had said, I believe, at Awaken, which was along the lines of, you can either attract a partner from your mind or from your heart?
Yeah. So the way I teach it is a soulmate or a mind mate.
Okay.
So I'll give you an example. If I have a very difficult time being by myself, which most human beings do, because we have been programmed to live life on the outside, not the inside. So follow me, Matt. Follow me. What happens? What that means is that the answer, life and happiness and joy, is outside. Thus, it must be in a partner. You follow me?
Absolutely.
So I have to be in a relationship, because if I am not, there is something wrong with me. Because when I'm home alone or I'm sitting down or whatever, I'm uncomfortable being in my own skin. Well, you're not looking for love, are you? You're looking
for comfort.
Yeah, you're looking for comfort. You're looking for validation. You're looking for something that your mind has told you that you need. So guess what you're going to attract, by the way? You're going to attract a mind mate, someone who energetically either matches those thoughts and those feelings, or in bad cases, can take advantage of and manipulate those thoughts and those feelings. And that's why our beautiful women get caught up in these relationships with these wounded men, because on the women's side, they want validation, love, and all love is, and all the feminine wants is to be loved, right? And to be supported and to be cared for, right? The masculine is the visionary mind, right? And so when you have a wounded male, what does the wounded male want to do? The wounded male, men don't know how to connect to their hearts. They were taught not to. They were taught not to cry. They were taught not to feel. They were taught not to express, because if they did, then they were called gay, especially Hispanic men, right? Because you don't want to be looked at that way, right?
Right.
So then when you grow up with this wound, what do? Right? You take out, because all a man is love as well. That's what you are. That's what I am. When you've been taught to not be the very freaking thing that you are, guess what you are? You're freaking wounded and you don't even know about it. That's why you need the card. That's why you need the watch. That's why you need the sex. That's why you need the power. That's why you need to feel better than the next guy. And that's why, in worst cases, in cases of deep darkness, that's why you find and manipulate and use women, because you need that energy, because that darkness inside of you is pulling it in. And so then this is when you get these men who, when they are in relationships, right? They're poor women. All they want, man, they just want to sit on the couch and like hang out and watch a movie. A man that's in darkness and deep pain, they can't do that because they can't sit still. And this is where, like, I say this with love, but this is where like these influencers who are constantly running and constantly, you got to go, you got to grind, you got to go out there, you got to go out and make it happen. You got to, you know, get up, it's Monday, blah, blah, blah. They don't even realize it. They're in pain because that's the opposite of peace. When will you finally stop? When will you finally sit down and be able to relax? When? Tell me. If all you think about is going and grinding and building and becoming and achieving, when is the magic moment? The magic moment when it all of a sudden becomes enough. That's when you know a lot of people are in pain, man.
Yeah. That's why it sometimes takes people to get to that tipping point and that breaking point too.
To realize that if it, the car, the watch, the success, the next level, the career, the relationship, the next bottle of tequila, the next pair of red bottom shoes, the purse, the 30 purses you have in your closet, right? All of it. When will it be enough?
So let me ask you about these material items, right? I mean, it's almost our right to have access to them because, I mean, why not have abundance? Why not have these beautiful things that have been created?
What is abundance?
I'll ask you that question. I think we could define abundance differently as we could define happiness and peace differently as well.
Sure.
So what I was going to get at here was if, you know, these things are created, obviously we have access to them. And we talked about intention behind purchasing or wanting something of that nature, whether it serves us or not. If we're honest about our intention. So for instance, if I say, Danny, you know what? I want to go out and buy a Rolex today. And I was going to say, I am aware that I want to go out and buy this Rolex today because I know that it will make me feel better about myself, right? Please. If I say that and I'm honest, is that still a bad decision? Even if you have the awareness?
Well, there is no decision, but why do you need a Rolex to feel better about yourself?
Okay, I agree. Wholeheartedly, I agree. I just wanted to see
now we're going to go there. What's going on inside of you? Think about this. What's going on inside of you that is so not confident, because that's what it is, and so not secure in who you are that you have to walk into a room as a man with a watch and that a watch makes you who you are? Think about that. That's the question.
Absolutely. I wholeheartedly agree. I wanted to go down that path to see what would happen. I don't wear a watch right now, actually, by the way. I'm cool without a watch. But I wanted to see what would happen if I asked that, because I felt like maybe if you were honest with yourself, you were on a path, right? Like you're on the path to potentially healing. If you could walk in a store and be like, you know what, I want to buy this because I'm going to the club tonight and, you know, maybe I'll be able to pick up a chick or I'll be able to fit in or...
But why would you need a watch to pick up a chick? And what kind of a chick wants to get with you because you have a... Man, it's a fucking watch. It has nothing...
This is culture though.
No, brother, this is the system. This is the Matrix.
No, I get it. I get it. This is, we see it firsthand, right? I mean, I see it all the time.
Look, Matt, look, I'm halfway through my journey. I'm on my way to a dinner in Beverly Hills. I'm going to go to my favorite restaurant in Beverly Hills at the Bel Air Hotel. Oh, I love it. And I'm about to go there and, you know, a lot of wealthy people there, right? I'm wealthy. I have money, but there's wealthy people there. I had already done enough work. This was about a year and a half in, 2 years into my journey. I had already done enough work to where I had that watch. It was that gold. I forget the name of it. It was like the $45,000 Rolex, whatever. And I started to feel uncomfortable wearing it.
Interesting.
Because Matt, what I'm trying to tell you is when you really find you, it's like I felt like a clown. Like, because love doesn't need anything outside. Love will accept you. Love will accept you for who you are, for the way you are. It doesn't require anything external.
Right.
So I have finally got to a point where it was like, I felt very uncomfortable wearing it. So uncomfortable that I just put it in my safe. And my mind had created this story like, well, I'll just keep it. And I'll just keep it as an investment. True story. I'm about to go have this dinner, right? And the thought came to me. Hey, you should wear the watch. So I go and I'm unlocking the safe and I'm opening it and I open the door, you know, and I pull it out and I look at it and boom, it was God speaking to me. And we're all on a different path. And by the way, like I understand my path. My path is a little bit different than everybody else's, but I understand that I had to heal from all this stuff so that hopefully eventually for those that want it, I could help them heal from it, right? You can't ever teach anybody how to do what you haven't done yourself. So I'm looking at the watch and it was clear, audible. Why do you need to wear that? Matt, clear, like a human being speaking to me right here. Why do you need to wear that? Fuck. I don't want to answer this right now. Can I just wear the watch? Answer the question. Why do you need to wear that? Well, because I'm going to Beverly Hills and there's going to be like rich people there. Okay. Well, aren't you already rich inside? Fuck. I know I am, but can I please just wear the watch, please? Come on. Why do you need to wear it? Answer it. Be honest with yourself. Everything you've ever wanted is on the other side of fear, Danny. And right now you're afraid of this moment. And we need you to answer this moment right now. Boom. Because I need validation, acceptance, and love externally because I don't feel it internally. Bingo. Next question. And so for as long as you have that, won't you be a part of this paradigm in this story? And I knew it's time to let it go. I posted on Instagram. I'll never forget this. Matt, true story. I posted on Instagram. I said, hey, who wants it? I'll sell it. It doesn't matter. Just get it off my hands. My buddy Kirk from New York, who's a jewelry dealer, says, hey, I have somebody for you, so forth and so on, right? Matt, true story. Listen to me. For all of you who think this is evil, deal with it. My psychic had told me your life will change forever on Monday, September, whatever it was. This was on a Friday. Saturday, the watch sells. Listen to me, Matt. Monday, guess what happens? Monday, my mom comes to me through a medium and speaks to me for the first time. My mom has passed away.
Wow.
Do you know what happened? That watch for me was a representation of leaving the system and being able to tap into the spiritual world. I'm just giving all of you this as an example to let you know you are way bigger and way more powerful than you can ever imagine. And all of you have gifts, spiritual gifts, but it's going to be tough to unlock them when you're in this paradigm that you've constructed up here.
That's powerful. That is powerful. So I'm curious, like, do you not rock a watch now or?
I don't believe in time. Time is an illusion.
Wow. That's crazy.
I could rock any watch I want.
I'm sure.
I could do anything, you know, but
yeah,
I would feel unauthentic with the truth that I now know.
I respect it. I'm curious, Danny, what is a question you wish more people would ask you? I know that you get questions at Awaken. I mean, I've seen it firsthand, 3 days, people asking questions. You get them in the DMs, wherever else. What's a question you wish more people would ask?
What is the truth?
Okay, what is it? You have to discover it for yourself.
You need to discover it.
Yeah. How did you discover it? Was it through plant medicine or what was it?
By wanting it really bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, by wanting it really bad. Really, really bad.
Now, when you wanted it really bad, did you feel like that would, or, you know, if someone wants something really bad, like the truth, instead of...
First off, get ready, because that is the scariest ride you will ever go on.
I'm sure.
A lot of shit has to unravel.
Yeah.
For you to see the truth. Yeah.
So. Absolutely.
But it's the most beautiful at the same time.
Now, if you want something like the truth really bad, though, and, you know, you're just pursuing it, head down, pursuing it, instead of maybe just surrendering into like divine timing. Does that create resistance?
Well, it's just like when you're in ceremony, Matt, there's nothing to pursue. It is just surrendering. It is just letting go, right?
Okay.
And so, you know, like when you're in ceremony with the medicine, you know, when I lead a ceremony, for example, it's like you grab the medicine and you set your intentions and the medicine meets you at the intention, right? And then when you consume the medicine, it's like, it's always at the end of the journey. It's like, people are like, oh my God, wow. Like, I can't believe that happened. It's because the medicine just met them at what they wanted, you know? Mm. And so look, for a lot of people out there, just some basics, you know, like when was the last time you took your shoes off and walked in nature? And I know the story that's very hippie, but let me ask you that question. Because when you, before all of this were created, that's who you were. You came here naked, right? So in many ways, the thing that's been created to disconnect us from nature is our shoes. So when was the last time you took them off? Ladies, you're so important. Your heart, your womb is so important to the healing of humanity. Why do you think you wear high heels? Because the further you are from nature, the further you are from yourself. When was the last time you took them off? And you put so much value in these red bottom shoes. It's the thing that's keeping you from yourself. Just like I had the watch, you had the red bottom shoes.
I get that. That's so powerful. I love this. I actually wrote down a couple questions during Awaken. And I wanted to ask, how can we prevent ourselves from being penetrated by outside sources such as, and I don't necessarily remember why this question came up, but I'm actually referring to a song. I heard a song and I don't mean to throw him under the bus, but Meek Mill, he has a song called Rich and Famous. And to be honest, that song amps me up. You know, like I get juiced up. Even before this interview, I had another Meek Mill song called Levels On. And I'm like, damn, you know, like what's being taught in this song, what's being, you know, spoken through word in this song could be very detrimental if you let it penetrate you, because it's teaching you that there's levels to this shit. This bee won't have sex with you if you're not on this level, so on and so forth. So like, how do we not let that stuff penetrate us, but allow ourselves to actually enjoy the art that is within a song or whatever?
Wait, what art is there in the line that says, this bee won't be with you if you're not? That's not art, bro.
You don't think so?
Do you think it is? Let me ask you this question. Remember what I said at the beginning, that the zero is love?
Right.
Is that love, calling a woman a bee and thinking
absolutely
that
absolutely not.
So then do you entertain anything that is not outside of love? That is outside of love? That's the question.
Question. I love that.
So Matt, this is a lease. I'm building a home. But when I moved here to Austin, I walked in and guess what went behind this painting? My TV. And so guess what I decided? I'll never have it ever again. And so I put a painting over. Why? Because while the rest of the world has been programmed through fear, I want to live life on my terms. And I just won't do it anymore. And trust me, dude, trust me. I love Pac. I love Biggie. I love hip hop. But there are some songs that I just never again, never again, right. Never again, never again. Because all of it is what used to get me to drink and to overeat, and because it's messing with my emotions. I find comfort in that couch right there where I sit and meditate and I'm with myself and I connect to source. That's where I find power. That's
is that what you do in your downtime? I mean, if you're not watching TV, what do you do in your downtime? Meditating is one, I'm sure.
I meditate. I learn the guitar. I hang out with my kids. I work out quite a bit. I do yoga. I cook for myself. I live life. I go to the park.
Love that. I love that.
And then, on the weekends off, see, and that's the thing, bro, is that on the weekends off, I have all, I could travel anywhere in the world, wherever I want, however I want. If there's a concert, I can go. I sit at the front. I just like, I'm free. And it's like, if I could just show everybody that anybody can be free. Anybody can be free. But Matt, I love you. Listen to me. You'll never be fucking free if you're listening to Meek Mill, because Meek Mill isn't free himself.
That's powerful. I love that. I just want to give everyone the heads up. I know I only got you for a couple more minutes, Danny. I'm going to ask you two more questions, but I want everyone to know that all of your socials, websites, the events will be in the show notes. But do you have anything else going on that we should throw in there as well?
Yesterday, I made a decision, you know, and I know you know my buddy John, but, yes. You know, some of the work, and it's only happened because I did the work myself, but some of the work that we were doing for people is healing people at a level that they didn't think was possible. And I created, you know, back when Kobe was around and A-Rod and all of that, that's another thing, Matt, is that that was my ego. See, like my ego wanted to be appreciated because I knew famous people. And like after the Kobe thing, like I decided I'm never doing that again. I don't need that anymore. I just want to help people discover themselves. You know, I don't even want it to be about me. Like, I don't want you to come to my event because you want to see me. You're not understanding the reason for the event. You're coming to the event because you want to discover you, because the answer is inside of you. And so, and you've been there. That's the way we make the event, is to help you unlock all of the stuff that's been holding you back. And we do powerful meditations. We do powerful family healing, self-healing, self-acceptance through meditation and breath work. Well, yesterday I got a message from a lady who was at her wit's end because her daughter is having suicidal tendencies and she's only 18 years old. And I know that the only way that someone that young can be experiencing those types of thoughts and feelings is if they've gone through something terrible. Sure enough, she was unfortunately raped at a young age. And so I gave her a couple of things to do, obviously. But then I started thinking, like, you know, if I'm honest, like I said, come to Awaken and we'll help you. And I even said, buy the ticket for yourself and I'll give you the two tickets for your daughter for free. It's not about the money. It's like, I'll help you, you know? But then I'm like, what if June is too late? You know, like June is a couple months from now. What if June is too late? And what if they can't afford a plane ticket? Or everybody can afford a plane ticket. What if they have bought into the belief that they can't afford a plane ticket? What am I going to do? And so I just told the team last night, like in the next 30 days, we're just going to start doing monthly free healing sessions for the world. We'll give people a little bit of a taste of what we do and we experience at Awaken. And then, you know, for some people, that'll be enough. And then for others who want more, then they'll come to the event. They'll experience 3 full days of going deep within themselves. So I would say, yeah, man, if everybody, when does the show get released?
Probably in the next 2 to 3 weeks, I would say.
So send them to dannymorrell.com/awaken, because everything is going to be transitioned into my new site here pretty soon. Dannymorrell.com.
Okay. Dope. Yeah. Yeah, we'll have that in the show notes for sure. And I'm not even saying this for brownie points. I was part of the event, what was it, 2 weeks ago? it was really cool. Just, you know, it was something that was very awakening. You know, it puts you in a great space. So I definitely appreciate that. But I'm going to squeeze one last question out of you here, Danny.
And Matt, before you go, IG, hang with me and I'll answer some of your questions right now as well. So hang with me.
Cool. If Danny lives to whatever year he wants to live to, he, you know, he heals as much as
110 or more.
Okay, 110 or more. You make it to 110 or more, and I'm praying you do. You know, you heal as much as you want.
There's no praying. It's just a decision.
I love that. I love that. If you do everything you want to do, but you could only be remembered for one piece of advice, what would that be?
Find your heart.
Find your heart. I love that. That's beautiful. Now, that's a great way to circle back.
That's where everything is in. It's in your heart.
I love that. Danny, I appreciate this tremendously. Thank you again for the opportunity to amplify your message and make an impact here on Decoding Success. So thank you for joining us, brother.
Thank you, Matt. And for everybody watching on Instagram, how do they see this? Or, you know what, how do they find you, or how do they do that?
Absolutely. I mean, if you just type in my name, ATTLEBRIS, you're very easily access to the podcast, which is on all major platforms, Spotify, Apple, SoundCloud, all of that good stuff. So it's that simple.
And Matt, could you send me this so that my team, I'm going to use this as one of my podcasts as well. Could you?
100%, without a doubt. Absolutely.
Thank you, Matt.
Thank you, Danny.
Friendly reminder that as you hear and listen to these incredible stories of transformation in our podcasts, what's drawing you and what's connecting to your heart and making you feel what you feel when you hear them is your future self. Because what you're actually listening to is your story. It's your story of transformation. After all, we're all one. So anything that someone else experiences resonates with you because you probably have experienced it as well. A breakthrough that someone else experiences is probably resonating with you because it's the breakthrough that you're ready to have yourself. All you need is a little bit of guidance and a little bit of courage to accept the guidance. And so we want to invite you to visit our website on morelglobal.com and click on the button that says help me with, and you'll see how we can help you in either your business development or your personal development.